Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. You know, folks, every month we get the pleasure of and are the beneficiaries of the hard work of Sam Norwood and his team. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC, and every month they poll 300-400 of their partners around the world, around the country, I should say, who are out there operating businesses not unlike yours and mine. And they asked them questions. How are the last 30 days, and what do you think the next 60 days are going to look like with regard to different things like sales and capital expenditures and borrowing money and hiring and firing and things like that? And so he puts that all that information, all their answers together in this great report, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And as I said, we're the happy beneficiaries every month. So he's here with us with a new one right now. Sam Norwood, welcome back.
Hey, great to be back with you, Jim, and it's a pleasure, although I wish I had a little bit better news.
Usually, well, you kind of slipping sideways on me here, Sam.
Yeah, I think we got a little pause. At least our respondents indicated we have a little pause, and what we've been reading in the newspapers has all looked pretty good, but our people are saying, well, yeah, not so fast. We've had 3 good months of growth, and it's been looking pretty good. I think we have just a little pause right now.
Well, I wonder if some of the things that we're hearing in the media isn't, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's as Main Street as your guys are. I think your guys are more out there, down and dirty, you know, where things are really happening in the bowels of the economy. Not so much, you know, not influenced by Wall Street as much. I'll be honest with you. I think I like your, even though I don't like the numbers necessarily this time, I trust your numbers better than I do what we hear on television.
I do too. Sometimes, or usually, actually, we're ahead of what you read in the newspapers by a month or two. Mm-hmm. And if everybody's kind of exuberant right now, but and maybe in the next month or two, we'll be reading that. Well, we've got a little pause here. We're hoping it's temporary, but it looks to our respondents, and they're in a wide variety of industries and all across the country, as you say, are saying, well, you know, we've turned kind of cautious.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I wonder. Of course, some of the comments you hear are political comments. I mean, it's laughable to me for the politicians to talk about how unemployment is, you know, acting like there's some cause to celebrate because unemployment dipped below 9%. You know, when you and I both know that statistic is a horribly flawed statistic. It doesn't represent what's really going on in the employment or the unemployment situation in America. What do you think?
Well, a lot of people after these nearly 3 years of very discouraging employment conditions have left the workforce. And they're discouraged. And so while on the one hand, we jump for joy to see that the employment seems to be picking up, and it's better than it was, it is no cause. We're so far from where we really need to be as a successful nation that we don't want to pop the champagne cork just yet.
Well, yeah, and it just seems to me that we ought to be able to come up with a number that we can rely on that really tells us. I mean, in my opinion, you can't really focus on the problem until you know how deep the hole is, and right now we don't know that, or at least we're not given that information. But regardless, your guys say that the last 30 days were sort of flat, but their outlook for the next 60 days is up. So that's good news.
Well, yes, the outlook is brighter than what they seemed to experience in the past 30 days. We look forward 60 days, we look backwards 30 days. So we're trying to get a snapshot of where we are right now. And this survey was conducted during the last week of January, and it's as of, as we say, the first day of February. But at that time, in this snapshot, if you look back 30 days, it was not as wonderful as it has been in terms of the trend
right.
of the last 3 or 4 months. But
yeah,
the outlook is rosier.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We'll come back and talk some specifics with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's got the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. 2012. Stay with us.
If you're a
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.